Two more Albany County residents have died of COVID-19. Officials say there are now 365 confirmed cases, with 477 people under mandatory quarantine and 34 hospitalized. County Executive Dan McCoy says the total of coronavirus deaths in the county stands at 11.
It's so important to continue to stay at home as much as possible. I don't know how much we have to emphasize this about social distancing, staying 6 feet away. If you're out getting fresh air, staying away from other people, especially, you know, if you're on a rail trail, if you're out at parks, you know, we want people out to get fresh air, but do it at a safe distance.
County Health Commissioner Dr. Elizabeth Whalen.
Overnight, we did see a spike in the amount of cases. We got 28 overnight, and this is starting to reflect the testing that we're getting out at SUNY. We're, as I've said, happy that this testing is being done. We're very appreciative of the efforts of the New York State Department of Health, Albany Med and St. Peter's, the National Guard, and others who have, and the police who have coordinated on this very essential effort for our community. And we expect that as that testing continues to occur, we will see larger numbers in the community.
McCoy and a member of his staff entered the briefing room Thursday wearing paper surgical masks, a definite about-face from his March 4 press conference, where he said,
"Masks aren't going to help."
Now, Dr. Whalen says if you have a mask, wear it.
New York State Department of Health overnight did come out with recommendations for the general public to consider wearing masks because we know that they could promote source control. So when you're wearing a mask, if you happen to be somebody that has a very mild case of COVID-19, or if you're pre-symptomatic, and we know that individuals can develop, start to spread COVID-19 before they develop symptoms, this protects others around you. It creates source control.
Whalen says officials are working on a way to make testing and resources available to communities of color and to people who don't own a vehicle and can't use the drive-through testing center that has been opened on the uptown UAlbany campus. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.